The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. And what I'd like to do today is to also welcome you to your body, welcome you into the felt sense of being embodied. Your body has a variety of different forms of perception that are activated in different circumstances, and they are ready and available for you, in a sense inviting you to be here in your body, be present through your body, and seemingly content enough if you don't accept the invitation. But for today, maybe we'll explore this very important form of attention, or aspect of attention, component of how we're aware, is awareness through the body. In the teachings of the Buddha, the primary one is to sense the body. So through the sense of touch, through all the different nerve endings that are in the body that provide data to the mind about the experience of being, having a body. And then the connection between us and our body is, the way we experience it is somewhat variable. Just now I said that we have a body. Some people might say we are a body, to be in our body, to drop into our body, to inhabit our body, to observe our body, to be disconnected from the body. There's all these different ways of being in relationship to it. And in a sense, the Buddha, when he taught, didn't talk about awareness of body, the sensations of the body, the sensing in the body, in terms of how we experience those in relationship to ourselves. And so we so easily use the language of self, and like having a body, being a body. But the Buddha just talked about the awareness that exists with the body, through the body, without necessarily a reference point to the self. And perhaps we can understand that to mean that there's a deeper intimacy that's possible than if we somehow take a position about what relationship we have with the body. But it's closer to the idea that we are our body, but even that's saying too much. The deeper intimacy of allowing the body to reveal itself. To who? That question we don't have to answer. Just let it be revealed. So assuming a meditation posture, and gently closing the eyes. And with the eyes closed, so that there's maybe a greater ability to feel the body, to gently sway back and forth, and then slowly sway less and less, finding yourself kind of in the balanced middle, where your weight evenly and maybe on both sitting bones. And maybe there's also be useful to rock forward and back as far as you can go, back and forward. And when you come forward, come back first with the shoulders. So there's a little bit of an arch in your upper back as you come back up. And then find yourself again balanced on your sitting bones. The weight of your body traveling, kind of center of gravity, center of the body being directly above the sitting bones. To take a few long, slow, deep breaths, both to begin having a heightened awareness of the body, especially on the inhale, and to relax this body, soften it, because in some ways a relaxed body has a higher sensitivity to sensations that we want to stay with. Breathing in deeply, relaxing, exhaling. Letting your breaths return to normal. And continue with a normal breath to relax on the exhale. Releasing the muscles of the face. Including the micro-muscles there. Heightened sensitivity to the face might reveal teeny holdings around the eyes. Forehead. The nose. The cheeks, the lips and the mouth, it might be nice to drop the mouth open in a relaxed way and then float the teeth back together. Or the lips back together. Teeth don't have to touch. Softening the jaw. And this little tour of the face indicates, shows that we have a global capacity to sense sensations in the face. It's phenomenal how many nerve endings there are. And so it is in the rest of the body. Feeling your shoulders, relaxing the shoulders. Feeling the stomach, the belly, and the exhale, relaxing the belly. We have nerve endings all down the legs. Are there any sensations there that indicate that you can relax your legs, your thighs? We have nerve endings down the arms to the whole hands. Any sensations there that give a sense that we can relax or soften the arms, the hands? Maybe by releasing ourselves to the pull of gravity, feeling the weight of the arms. There are nerve endings throughout our body, all of which providing constantly some sense data to the mind. Many of it maybe we're unconscious of because of where our attention goes. But it's possible to bring attention to all kinds of areas of our bodies that we normally in the course of the day don't feel much, but feel sensations there. So much is available. And if you sit here with attention spread globally around your body, allow yourself to feel the whole body in whatever way that reveals itself to you. And then within this global body, to be breathing, so that breathing, sensory experience of breathing, the sensations of the body as you breathe, maybe become the center or the animating force or being aware of your body. Breathing with the whole body. We're feeling the breathing in the middle of the body. As you exhale, let there be a further letting go in the body. Releasing. A quieting of the body. Perhaps at the end of the exhale, letting there be a quiet, a calm for a moment, as if the end of the exhale is a calming. A settling. And that the inhale arises out of that calm. becoming aware of where in your body there might be some manifestation of calm, even if much of you is agitated. Is there any place that feels calm? As if breathing is a gentle wind, a calm wind. Breathe with that calm. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, perhaps to appreciate that how we can be present for others is different if we are present just through our thoughts and ideas. If we are aware through our body, we allow ourselves to sense and to feel the body as we're in relationship to other people. The body that's available to all kinds of information, including information about how we are reacting, responding, tensing, relaxing, and through being deeply embodied, there can be a heightened sensitivity to the joys and suffering of life, and empathy to the joys and suffering of others. We can better share this life with others, accompany each other in the depth of who we are, when we're aware of the fullness of the body. May we have the patience and the willingness to be present for others with all our faculties. And in doing so, may we be better placed to bring kindness and friendliness in all our relationships. May this practice support us in our care of the world, care of each other. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free. Thank you.